Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Tom Tresh. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting third. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fifth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Hector Lopez. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stafford. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bill Stafford. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Stigman. And now, play ball. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson bunts towards the mound. Stigman fields it and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to second. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a line drive into left field. Killebrew picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Killebrew. Tresh scores. Mantle moves to second. It's 1-0, Yankees. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Twins nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Twins nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Stafford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stafford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-0 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stigman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lopez. Verhals reaches second base with a double. Allen goes all the way around to score. It's Yankees, 1, Twins, 1. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman strikes out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Twins 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. Maris hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mantle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lopez. Allen reaches second base with a double. Batty moves to third. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ver Alse hits a line drive into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Batty tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Twins. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stigman takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin juggles the ball. That's an error on Scourin. Allen scores. Stigman moves to third. Green moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Twins. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0-for-1 in the game. Scourin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lopez hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Killebrew chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Ver Alse. Ver Alse fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Ver Alse. Scourin goes all the way around to score. Lopez moves to third. It's 5-2, Twins. Clete Bowyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowyer strikes out. One out. Phil Lynn's pinch hits for Bill Stafford. Phil Lynn's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn's hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Yankees 2. The Twins will come to bat. Raleigh Sheldon now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bowyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bowyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-1 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-2 in the game. Maris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Yankees 2. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Batty strikes out. 1 out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lopez hits a line drive into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Twins. Tony Kubek pinch hits for Raleigh Sheldon. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek takes first base on ball 4. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 2 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Yankees 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Coates now pitching. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stigman strikes out. 1 out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Green strikes out. 2 outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 3 in the game. Maris hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mantle hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Yankees 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allison hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rollins moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rollins scores. Allison moves to third. It's 6-4, Twins. Luis Arroyo now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. Allison scores. Batty moves to second. 2 outs. It's 7-4, Twins. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing left field. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Scourin takes first base on ball 4. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lopez strikes out. 1 out. Clete Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scourin moves to third. Dale Long pinch hits for Luis Arroyo. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Boyer moves to second. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-3 in the game. Richardson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-7, Yankees. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-4 in the game. Maris hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Marshall Bridges now pitching. George Banks pinch hits for Dick Stigman. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Marty Martinez pinch runs for George Banks. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Green bunts towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. Martinez moves to second. 1 out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-4 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Martinez scores. It's Yankees, 8, Twins, 8. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rollins moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Twins 8. The Yankees will come to bat. Frank Sullivan now pitching. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-4 in the game. Howard bunts towards first. Power juggles the ball. That's an error on Power. Mantle moves to third. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Twins 8. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Batty bunts towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to second. 1 out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allison scores. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and New York Yankees, 8. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.